Yes.
Yes, hi. Is Kimberly Moore available?
This is her.
Hi, Ms. Moore. My name is Ernie. I'm from Connie from Opinion Research. This is a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely, please?
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Okay, awesome. Now, let me ask you, in which state do you currently live in?
California.
Okay. Now, first, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of
Stockton? Yeah. In the city of Stockton.
Okay. Now, just to confirm, is your zip code 95206?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party, by a candidate for a political office?
No.
No? Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher union or a teacher association?
No.
No. Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
1963.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, which one of the following best describes you? Are you a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm a woman.
A woman. Okay. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, I'm African American.
Oh, okay, so that was going to be my next question. Thank you so much. Now, and what is the last grade you completed in school?
I went all the way to the 12th, but I didn't make it. I didn't graduate.
Okay, so that will be graduated. Okay, so that will be some high school, grades 9 to 11, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are a parent or a guardian to?
I have two.
Two? Okay, thank you. Now, what type of school do your children attend to? Is it a child or children too young to be in school yet? Homeschool?
No, they go to school. They go to Van Buren.
Okay, is that a private or parochial school or public school or traditional public school?
It's an elementary school.
But it's a public school, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or transition in kindergarten to third grade?
No. I have one in the third, and I have one in the fifth.
Okay, third, and you said
fifth
grade. Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or a public charter school? Is it athletic and extracurricular activities, size, quality of teachers, academic program, graduation rates and student outcomes, safety, location, special need programs? Which one?
Safety.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
First one is going to be Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable towards her?
Favorable.
Will that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Teachers Union, is your opinion favorable or unfavorable towards them?
Not sure.
Okay. And what about Mayor Kevin Lincoln?
I'm not sure.
Okay. No problem. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First one is going to be private and parochial schools in Stockton. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Will that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And the next one, magnet schools in Stockton.
Very.
Okay. Will that be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Public charter schools in Stockton.
That's favorable.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. And the last one, traditional public schools in Stockton.
It's favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, and what are some of the reasons for your very favorable opinion of public charter school here in Stockton? I have to type this in.
It's a good school.
Okay.
My kids don't go to one of those, but I know they have friends that go there. It seems like a pretty good school.
Okay. So your kids' friends?
Mine would go, but I would have to drive far to get them there. So that's why they're not there, because their school is just around the corner.
Right. Oh, anything else about that school that you think is, you know, your opinion is very favorable about it, besides, you know, it's a good school?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead. Okay, now, will you say that public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is it public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
Somewhat. I don't know. Well, the school they go to, I guess it's on the right track.
Right track. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how important do you think is that all parents have the availability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Do you think it's not important at all, not that important, or very important?
It's very important. It's very important.
Thank you. Now, do you think that local public schools in Stockton need to change not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
Maybe some.
Some, okay, very good. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
Say that again?
Yes. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
Yes.
Do you favor or oppose?
Favor.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public
charter. I can't tell you about the charter school because I ain't never been one, and my kids ain't never been to one. So I can't tell you about how that school is.
Okay. So at this point,
They go to public school.
Okay. So let me go ahead and read the questions, and then you just give me the answer, and I'll click on them so we can go to the next question, okay?
How long is this? Because I'm cooking dinner.
Yes, ma'am. We're almost finished. We're 90%. Thank you for staying by. That's the reason why we're reaching out to you, okay? Now, let me ask you. Okay, so I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each one, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well. It does not describe public charter schools well enough. The first one are open to all. Do you think it describes them very well? Some?
Yeah, okay. Very well.
Okay, are public schools. Do you think it describes them very well? Some or not at all?
Very well.
Okay, serve mostly low-income students. Do you think it describes them very well, some, or not at all?
Some.
Okay, help improve the entire public school system. Do you think it describes them very well, some, or not at all?
Very well.
Okay, serve mostly students of color. Do you think it describes them very well, some, or not at all?
Very well.
Are tuition free? Do you think it describes them very well, some, or not at all?
Say that again.
Are tuition free? Do you think it describes them very well, some, or not at all?
Some.
Okay, and the last one are nonprofit. Do you think it describes them very well, some, or not at all?
Very well.
Very well. Thank you so much. Now, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has not changed for one way or the other?
Have it not changed.
Okay. Now, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your vote?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, and other major office. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Is it never? Rarely, sometimes, or always?
Rarely.
Rarely, okay. Now, which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? And is it that public charter schools are managed independently from local school districts, give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, enroll children of all skills, levels, and backgrounds, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, are free and open to all children?
I don't know about all that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Is it not all likely, not too likely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Likely.
Would that be somewhat or very?
Yeah, very.
Okay. Now, moving on, how will you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone with a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Do you think it's poor, not so good, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Now, next, please listen to the proposal that is being considered here in San Quentin. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credit and career-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school with a associate's degree from college, have paid mainly internships, and be ready for jobs or further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
I'll support.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Which of the following is the reason you must support this proposal? Is it because it's paid internships, reducing the money spent on college education, greater career options, receiving college credits while in high school, or technical certifications to qualify for a job?
All of them?
Okay. Now, from which one, well, the following is the most you get most of your news about national and local issues? Is it local blogs or websites such as 209times.com, social media, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, local newspapers such as Stockton Radio, regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, local TV news, national network, news cable, local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio, or none of this?